Hey there, amazing people. It's Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy beautiful thing called life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Or transition, seriously? And let me tell you, sometimes they feel like leaping off a roller coaster blindfolded, exciting, terrifying, and usually involving a whole lot of screaming. Whether it's a new job, a fresh start in a different city, or even just a simple shift in your daily routine, change can trigger stress and anxiety like nobody's business. But guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of these pesky feelings. Today, we're diving deep into how to manage stress and anxiety during transitions, armed with some seriously cool tools and insights that will have you feeling calm, confident, and ready to rock those changes. First things first. Acknowledge the elephant in the room. Transitions are tough. It's normal to feel a mix of emotions, excitement, fear, and uncertainty, sometimes all at once. It's like your brain is doing a frantic tap dance while trying to figure out what just happened and what comes next. That roller coaster metaphor it in, right? So give yourself permission to feel those feelings. Don't bottle them up or pretend they aren't there. Embrace the messy, beautiful human experience. Now let's talk about some practical strategies. Number one. Grounding techniques are your new best friend. Think of them as anchors for your mind and body when things start to feel overwhelming. Try focusing on your breath. Take slow, deep inhales and exhales, really feeling the air flow in and out of your lungs. Another awesome technique is engaging your senses. Notice 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This helps bring you back to the present moment and away from those swirling anxious thoughts. Next up, routine is your secret weapon. Think of it as a cozy blanket on a stormy day, something familiar and comforting in the midst of change. Even small, consistent routines like waking up at a similar time each day, taking short walks, or having a dedicated me time can make a world of difference. Remember, consistency is key. Thirdly, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Engage in activities that bring you joy and recharge you, whether it's reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, or catching up with loved ones. Number 4. Lean on your support system. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly cathartic and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Remember, sometimes all it takes is having someone to listen and say, "I hear you, I get it." And finally, remember to celebrate the small victories. Transitions are rarely smooth sailing. There will be bumps along the way. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small, and give yourself a pat on the back for every step forward. Picture this. You're starting a new job, right? The first week is a whirlwind of meeting people, learning new systems, and trying to remember everyone's names. You might feel overwhelmed, anxious about making mistakes, or unsure if you fit in. But then, you have that one amazing colleague who shows you the ropes, shares their lunch with you, and makes you laugh during a stressful moment. That small act of kindness can make all the difference, reminding you that you're not alone and that things will eventually fall into place. It's about finding those little moments of connection and support that help us navigate the bigger picture. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to manage stress and anxiety during transitions. Remember, you are capable, resilient, and more than ready to embrace whatever comes your way. Give yourself permission to feel, seek out support, prioritize self-care, and celebrate those wins, big or small. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one strategy you're going to try today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay awesome, keep shining, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.